If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
On the line with us, by the way, is my dear friend and lady parts expert, Katie Speak, joining us. Hi, Katie.
Good morning, Hal. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, love. How are you?
I am excellent. Did you know that Jonathan Winters actually used to do that? He talked about his podcast on Marc Maron. He used to walk around doing his voices.
Oh, yeah. Well, he lived in Montecito, of course, until his passing, and he would do that in restaurants. He would just go in and kind of be another person the entire meal.
How much fun.
Oh, he was such a joy to be around. There's care enough not to give a crap. That's my motto, and that's why I love him and Martin Short. They're two of my favorite people because of that very reason. So, Katie, I'm sure that you have been following the Texas legislature and the special session they put in to pass the most egregious abortion law in the country's history, certainly in Texas's history. And can I play the clip? If the audio's kind of bad, so between the three of us, we may have to describe to the listener what's actually going on here. But this is a Texas legislator, I think the woman who actually put the bill up.
Yes, it's her bill. She sponsored it. The wonderful Jody Lautenberg. And remember this, the Republicans didn't pitch anything during the regular session.
Right.
They got a lot of praise for that. They waited and called a special session, which is expensive. This is after defunding Planned Parenthood. And this bill that Lautenberg is talking about here would bring the number of women's abortion clinics in Texas from 42 down to 5. And Texas is a huge state. So in an attempt to make it not quite as bad, somebody pitched an amendment that would give an exemption for rape victims, which is what she's talking about.
Right. And this guy and somebody was bringing up the fact that there's still too few of them, and that he was asking her basically, you think it's okay that if a woman is raped and wants to have an abortion, that she has to drive to San Antonio, if that's the nearest one from where she is, which is a long way, to do this. And, of course, probably have to go through 3 hours of therapy and then go home and then come back the next day, that kind of waiting period business. But this is her response to it. It's a little muddy, but I want the listener to really pay attention to what she's saying is an option for women who've been sexually assaulted.
Is that acceptable that the closest to someone from El Paso?
We have hospital emergency rooms. We have funded what's called rape kits that will help the woman, basically cleaning her out.
Basically cleaning her out.
Yeah, and she said an emergency room
that will alleviate that. But if God forbid, she finds out.
Would the gentle lady yield? Will the gentle lady yield? Gentle lady yield.
Another woman asked for clarification.
You stated that these ladies would be able to, I was just trying to be able to hear a little bit better. You said these ladies would be able to acquire an abortion at one of the emergency rooms?
In the emergency room, they have what's called rape kits.
Rape kits.
That the woman can get cleaned out, basically like a BAC, and emergency contraception, where they could also do the morning after pill.
Right. So she's saying that hospitals have rape kits, and that a woman can go in and basically get cleaned out like a DNC, and then they will give her the morning after pill.
You know, women are not cars. This is not like an oil change. I mean, this is like the attitude towards this is unbelievable. And the limitations are unnecessary. Only 1.5% of abortions happen after the 20th week anyway.
Right.
And they happen because that's about the time you can do really good testing on anything that might be wrong with the fetus. And it's about the time complications develop for the mother. So overwhelmingly, anything happening after 20 weeks is either to save the mother's life or health, or because they've discovered that something is wrong with the baby, and it would be, you know, it's brutal to ask a woman to carry to term a pregnancy that isn't viable. So this whole thing is ridiculous.
Right.
And it's supposed to get voted on today. Today's the last day of the special session. And the amazing Senator Wendy Davis is planning a filibuster. So women are just showing up to support her today.
Yeah, this is, and by the way, yeah, there's, if you don't mind, go ahead and tell people how they can be a part of that too, because I, you know, there's so many people that can actually go down there if you're in the Texas area and be a part of this kind of last-ditch effort to hold this thing at bay.
Absolutely. So I'm going to tweet out the link so you can get it. You can follow me at Katie_speak, and Hal's going to retweet it for me.
Yeah.
The amazing Jessica Luther. She's got a great name that's easy to find. It's on her website, jessicawluther.com. You can help from anywhere. So she's got directions on what to wear. Everyone's wearing orange in support. If you can get to the Capitol, and they're gathering literally right now. And if you can't, she's got a script for your legislators if you live in Texas, and then a way to do, you know, easy things like getting things out to the media, stuff to tweet, so you can do it from your computer at work.
Wow. And by the way, the Supreme Court, this breaking, has just gutted the Voting Rights Act.
Well, we don't have all the details.
Yeah, it says
yet.
It's they've ruled it unconstitutional.
They struck down parts of it.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that after the break too. But that's breaking now. There's no ruling on gay marriage on DOMA or Prop 8. Is that what?
Yeah, we haven't had DOMA, Prop 8, or
right. So we'll discuss that in a little bit, but that just happened, and it's but the DOMA and Prop 8 ones will not come today. They'll probably come Thursday or the latest Friday. This is obviously something, Katie, that I believe is a legislative tool that the Republicans are using, which is set up things in state and local governments that are egregious and frightening as far as women's right to choose and direct their own health decisions. And then people in the House will either support or block anything that would stop it. Mainly they're there to block aid. Personhood amendments and the like, notwithstanding, the House seems to be there just to guarantee that the federal government will have no way of remedying these state House bills.
Right, and Texas isn't alone. It's a bigger deal because it's such a huge state and it affects so many women.
Right.
But Iowa's governor just signed a law, Terry Branstad, that if Medicaid is your health insurance, he literally is the person who will decide if you get an abortion. So if you live in Iowa, ladies, Terry Branstad is your doctor.
Right.
I
yeah.
mean, it's crazy the stuff that's going through. And there's a great book that I plug on your show on occasion. It's called Crow After Roe. It's written by an amazing lady parts lawyer and a great reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about how these state laws are being put through and how they're being strategically used to hopefully one day overturn Roe. So this isn't even just like if you don't live in Texas, if you live in a safe blue state somewhere, this is about you. It's about everyone because they're using these laws to eventually push through. And we just saw just now with the Voting Rights Act, we can't always trust the Supreme Court to come down on the side we would expect them to.
Right. Yeah, this is and I think that's the goal. I think there's I've always said that conservatives and Republicans ultimately, as much as they might be in disarray right now, there's a segment of them that has a very strong long game and has a constituency that they can really count on. You look at Massachusetts. By the way, if you are in the Massachusetts area right now and you're not voting, just go spit on a service member while you're at it. Because
right?
People have died and are continuing to die for your right to be free and exercise the one main thing that makes a democracy, which is the ability and right to vote. So if you're thinking, no, you have a responsibility to live up to that vote. As much as it might be outside your normal daily schedule, it is incredibly valuable that you act on that right more than anything. So, and the same thing applies. I think a lot of this sort of lazy pullback that happened during 2010 is creating this kind of rush of state legislatures and Tea Partiers in the House that are just egregiously anti-woman.
Absolutely. And when we stayed home in 2010, this is what we got. And
yeah.
A lot of those folks are still in the Senate nationally, and a lot of them are running state houses. Governor Walker is about to sign a law that says, you know, another one of those forced vaginal ultrasound laws. And I mean, do you really want Walker to be your doctor? Is that the idea? I mean, it doesn't sound great to me. That's not who
it's
I
so
would
weird
go to.
Yeah, during the whole Obama, and we're up against the break, and I want to thank you for being on the air. Katie_speak is the Twitter handle, and of course, katiespeak.com. Please go there to find out the information on dealing with this Texas law that they're trying to pass through, and a myriad of other issues, because this is a part of a multi-state plan. But I always find it very awkward that the Republicans were arguing against Obamacare based on the idea that the government gets to pick your doctor, that the government is going to be between you and your doctor. This was the biggest hammer they used to try and fight the Affordable Care Act, fight Obamacare. The government is now going to make decisions about your health care. And all of these laws involve the government making decisions that supersede you and your doctor. All of them, the ultrasound laws, this one, the ability to even get to a doctor or have that available to you. And the interesting thing is, it's the death of morality. A moral choice is one that you make regardless of the circumstances. A legal choice is not moral at all. If you think you're going to go to heaven or hell for that, that's not a moral choice. It's avoiding punishment and hoping for reward. That's not morality. Morality is, I don't know what the decision is, but ethically, I think I have the right to make this decision, and this is the right decision for me and society at large, whatever. But this is something I genuinely believe. That's a moral choice.
I'm okay with you living your life however you want to to live your life. But when you decide that you have the right to tell me how to live my life,
apparently
that's where I have a problem.
But that's what the Republicans are doing. That's but by warning us that that's what Obama wanted to do. That's the incredible irony of all these abortion
bills.
Well,
they want to I'm having trouble.
They want to defund it now.
They want to defund Planned Parenthood, which advises women on family planning and gives them an opportunity to
make informed choices.
That's
a consistent problem. We're way over the break again, because this is how these conversations are going, and that's why it's awesome to have Katie on. Thank you, Katie, so much. I'll also retweet what Katie's putting out too, and that'll be an easy way to find her if you follow me at Hal Sparks. We'll be back right after this. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Hal.
Absolutely.
I love.